I'm joined here with Michelle Sullivan with National FFA coordinating the Days of Service project. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what's going on with this project this year?
Absolutely. So historically, we host National Days of Service out in the community, but because of the lingering efforts of COVID, we have decided to move the service project indoors. It's the first time we've ever done it. We're really excited to see what the outcome is going to be this year. And just, I think it's going to be really great.
So why don't you describe the project to us?
Sure. So this year, our members are building 100 little free pantries to be placed in and around Indianapolis. Hunger is a hidden need, and it happens everywhere. And in an effort for us to help fight that battle of food insecurity, we are going to be placing these pantries in and around Indianapolis.
And who's going to be able to access these pantries?
That is a great question. So there's a couple different things I want to talk about. First of all, the pantries that are being built here, individuals can request to adopt one. And so it's a really simple form. If you go to ffa.org/convention, and then on the left-hand side, you'll see events and activities. Click on National Days of Service, and there's a button on that page that says, I'd like to request a little free pantry. And it would be the hope that we're getting the pantries in the areas that need access to food.
So I know that you said that this is a different platform for the service project. What challenges did you run into while planning it?
So when you're building 100 little free pantries in 3 days, we had to be really thoughtful about the materials that we were using. We did a lot of research on buying prepaid kits, little free pantry kits, or building our own. And it actually is so much cheaper to build them ourselves. And so we partner with a couple local gentlemen who support FFA, and they cut every single piece and pre-drilled every single piece of wood for us to use. So the biggest barrier for us in that respect was making sure that we had the bandwidth or the capacity to do the actual service activity. And more importantly, we wanted to make sure that everybody had an opportunity to build a pantry. So we've created a supplemental guide that actually walks people through exactly how to build a pantry, just like we are doing on the expo floor.
And I know there's 55,000 students and people expected to come through this convention this week, and there's only 100 pantries. How is there a plan to get as many people involved as possible? Is there like a worry that people won't be able to participate?
Great question. So there are two parts of the booth. One is a registered event, and that is the actual building of that. And we'll be engaging a little over 600 students just in that effort alone. But then in the center of our booth, there's two different things happening. One is we are creating cards for recipients that receive meals from Meals on Wheels. And the other is painting of the little free pantries. So it's open to everybody that's attending, whether you're a student, an advisor, a sponsor, everybody can come by and serve during National Days of Service.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Is there anything else you want to add?
Just reminding people to assess the needs in your community, find out how you can help, plan a service project. We do have a service project planning guide available on our Living to Serve website, ffa.org/livingtoserve. And then the last thing would be, again, adopt a little pantry. Go to our convention website, ffa.org/convention, events, and then National Days of Service.
And one last question, is this going to be available after convention as well?
Absolutely. So we'll have that information up on the Living to Serve site and the convention site for the remainder of the year.
All right, perfect. Thanks, Michelle. And I'm Kaylee Foster, reporting for National FFA.